This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Want to be
having a great time,
want to be
loving the fun,
you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. You want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be, baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be, baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen base.
Great day for baseball talk, I'll tell you.
Come on now. Get to that hot stove and warm up.
Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this
I love
is the
it.
Place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Hell yeah, Daddy. Hell yeah,
let's
baby.
Go. Let's talk some baseball. Looks like the traffic's moving out there on Shawnee Mission Parkway today.
Wow.
How about that?
We're all snow experts at this point.
That's exactly right. That's we've been through it every week for the last 6 weeks, it seems like. My goodness, that rodent, what was his name, the groundhog? He wasn't wrong.
No, he wasn't. No, there was a meme on X this week that says, y'all thought I was kidding.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it was going to be 6 more weeks regardless. But I think this weekend is supposed to be in the 50s now, and the next week in the 60s, and so it's going to warm up. And
golf is around the corner.
Going to be a sloppy, wet mess out here for...
It's where you want to be. Fairways in the spring.
Are you going to be out there on Saturday if it's 65 degrees and snow?
No. Not yet.
Mud all over your pants?
Yeah, we got to maintain. Well, I got a Super Bowl Chiefs like towel that's now a golf towel. So
Oh, those ones we took walking in?
Yeah. Drilled a hole in the corner, put on the golf bag. There. It's like, now I just wipe my clubs off with this. Stupid Super Bowl.
Bad towel.
But no, the Royals had a big weekend. It was crazy. It was like Friday night, we got the Colt Reagans announcement that he is extended going away from arbitration. So that's big.
Yeah, that's big.
He doesn't have to test market.
What'd you think of the number when you saw the $13 million?
Respected. I mean, he's coming off 2 Tommy John surgeries.
No,
he had his first full season.
Yeah.
And now you're like, okay, well, we got you for at least another 3 years. And I remember asking Vern, like, do you think that they'll extend Q or Reagans the offseason first? Well,
They did both of us. So did JJ get extended. Yeah. Like, they extended it. It was a good move, you know, and I love it.
It's a move that your neighbors in the parking lot have done, and it's proven to be successful.
You got good players. You lock them up. There's nothing wrong with that.
You have a good guy in upper management that's running the shots, JJ Piccolo, who a lot of people thought, oh, it's just Dayton part two.
Well, and I told people when JJ was hired, you got to give him a shot. And the people who I said that to was most likely Twitter, I would imagine. Give JJ a shot. You can't judge him and say that he's a Dayton clone. Now all those people are like, JJ's the best ever. You're the same people who were ripping the hire 2 years ago when they promoted JJ. And I think probably this show show was the only one saying, give JJ a chance. He's not Dayton. And that's not a shot against Dayton. It would be like, you're not Kling, or whoever takes over for Denny Matthews when it's all said and done, whoever takes over for Mitch Holtis when it's all said and done. Like, they're not the same person. You got to give guys an opportunity to do their thing. And everybody was so hard and critical when they promoted JJ and, oh, it's just Dayton 2.0 and all this kind of stuff. Well, I don't think it is Dayton 2.0. And the fact of the matter is JJ has a better owner in which to work than Dayton did in Glass, right? I mean, he's getting the money. He's getting the opportunity to sign these players to a long-term deal. Dayton really wasn't given that opportunity under the old ownership, you know?
And now you have your ace signed. You have your superstar signed. You have your manager signed. And you have your GM.
That's your core right there, right?
Brett Veach, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid.
Travis Kelce,
hello.
You know, whoever you want to use, and give Scott Sharp a lot of credit too. He's in charge of that kind of stuff and seeing the market where it is and saying, hey, we're going to give you financial freedom and you're coming off two Tommy John surgeries. And Cole Reagans is like, yeah, I don't know what my future. I mean, I've had two of these already. So it's a great deal for both sides, right? You're showing faith in the pitcher for having a great season last year, and the pitcher's getting financial security coming off of two Tommy Johns, and $13 million for a Major League Baseball team is kind of a drop in a bucket. And that's why, you know, with the stadium stuff coming on board soon, it's good to see that John Sherman is already going out there and spending that money, leading us to believe that once the new stadium and ballpark district come on and they're generating money 365, they're going to spend a lot more money. These are great moves. I mean, like, if you're a Royals fan today and you're still on the fence about John Sherman as the owner of this team, that's on you. This guy has shown he's going to put money into the team. He's going to sign the young players. He's going to keep this core together. He's literally doing everything we've wanted from an owner since Mr. K passed away. He's running the team like he did. And I think we can all breathe a sigh of relief that our baseball team is in great hands right now.
Yeah, and I mean, they're giving you a reason to go. Like you said, like when we saw last year, when everybody's like, yeah, put a winning product on the field before you start talking about stadiums,
they did.
ALDS, ain't none. And then this year, how do they one-up it? Well, they bring back Michael Wacha. They get rid of players that maybe people were like on the fence about, bring in different players. Jonathan India, who's now going to be your leadoff hitter.
Then it's great move.
Yeah, and now he's, from what I've seen and what I've heard, I follow Annie Rogers a lot on X, and she's like, well, if you want to know, like, Jonathan India was on the second field practicing outfield reps, and Michael Massey and Kevin Biggio were practicing at second base. So, like, you can think that he's playing second base, but you might have your center fielder for the next couple years.
You don't know. India.
Yeah. You just don't know yet. And that's the beautiful part about getting ramped up, because, boys, they play Friday.
Yeah, Friday's like, the first spring training game. I can't wait.
That's
like
awesome.
I told you, you think I'm nuts. I watch spring. Like, if it's on, I don't care if it's sun and there's a crack of a bat. I'm watching spring training baseball.
I haven't seen Bob's hands yet.
Yeah.
He talked about hockey and spring baseball, and he's like, what else you guys want to talk about? Like,
talk Chiefs. We can do that, too. I mean, great. But, no, but I love it. It's so much fun to see some of these guys and to know the combinations, too. The Massey thing is interesting because you want to protect that dude's back at all costs, right? And so I'm sure you're going to kind of limit him, but now you have a backup. You've got Jonathan India, you got Biggio, as you mentioned as well. You've got like three guys that can play second base, but also three guys that can be versatile as well too. And you know, maybe a couple of days a week Massey's your designated hitter or whatever. You've got options right now. The more options you can give to your manager, obviously the better off that you're going to be, you know, as a team. And so the Yankees, I was thinking about Aaron Judge yesterday, talking about his lineup, you know, getting longer with the addition of Aaron Goldschmidt and
Paul Goldschmidt.
Who's Aaron Goldschmidt? That's, I think, a talk radio host somewhere. Paul Goldschmidt. And they added somebody else this offseason. Like, our lineup got longer. I feel like the Royals lineup got longer too. It got a guy at the top, which increases.
Did Cody Bellinger go there?
Bellinger. That's who it was. Yeah. He was talking about Goldschmidt and Bellinger, you know, lengthening their lineup. And I feel like the Royals lineup got lengthened a little bit. You got Jonathan India now batting one. We finally got like a legit leadoff guy.
That we think.
Right. And hopefully he gets on base. Bobby can, you know, knock him in. He got 2, 3, 4. I mean, like, the lineup has gotten considerably better just with that addition of Jonathan India at the top. No longer is 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, kind of a black hole. I think everybody's 7, 8, 9 in baseball for the most part is a black hole. But if your top six are pretty good, you're going to have an opportunity. The Royals top six are going to be pretty good this year.
Don't look at the Dodgers 7, 8, 9.
Well, I mean, that's, I mean,
yeah, come on.
I mean, that's an anomaly right there. Like, that's just stupid, right?
You can always just debunk every baseball conversation with, well, the Dodgers.
Oh, Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now Otani's starting to pitch again, which my buddy brought up a good point. Do you think Otani's year is as good or similar now that he will pitch?
You mean offensively? I think it's going to be just as good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy.
Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 50-50 was last year. He didn't pitch, just basically DH'd all year.
You're only pitching once a week, right?
Yeah, but there might be a time where, like, maybe he doesn't play that next day or the day before.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I see what you're saying, like getting a day off the next day.
It's also impossible to try to go 50-50 every single year, which is an anomaly of a baseball season. It's never been done before.
Who's a better player, Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani?
Ohtani.
Okay, that's what I thought, too. Michael Kay in New York is peddling that Aaron Judge is better than Ohtani, and I'm like, on no planet is Aaron Judge better than Ohtani.
I only listen to Michael Che in New York.
Yeah, okay.
So who's the next one that gets signed for the Royals?
I don't know that there is a next one right now. It's not Vinny, because he's got to prove he can stay healthy before I'm investing money into him.
This is Sal's last year on a contract,
I believe, so, yeah. Like, I don't know who that next guy is. I would have said Q or JJ, but they've kind of gotten all valued up and whatnot, so they're not. I don't think that guy exists right now. Vinny's got to prove to me he can stay healthy for an entire season. We've seen 2 years now where he hasn't made it through, right? So I need to see a full season out of Vinny before I'm willing to spend money on Vinny Pasquantino and to sign him up. And that's just what happens when you have guys that are injured. You can't make a bad investment into guys who have shown you that they have an injury history like that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know who the next guy. Who do you guys think the next guy should be? I don't know if the next guy is here yet.
I don't know if it
may be Jack Caglione for all we know.
That
you know,
awesome.
It may be Carter Jensen for all we know. Right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's not breaking bombs, missiles at center field. He's going to be on this roster this year.
So
I think you're right.
We'll see. We'll see how they play it. If it's different than the old regime, maybe they give him an opportunity to play this year.
That's true.
But you don't need him to play this year to get fans out to the ballpark, right? If you didn't have Bobby and Reagans and Salvi and guys like that, maybe you promote him a little bit to give the fans something. Fans got a lot. We got a winning ball club. We got Bobby Witt. We got Cole Reagans. We've got Jonathan India is the new addition. So you don't need to move him up right away. But if he becomes one of your four best outfielders that are down in spring training, then by God, yeah, then you use him. So I don't know that the next guy to pay is on the roster right now. Until Vinny can prove that he can stay healthy, I just can't scratch that check for him.
Yeah, and I think the best thing that Caglione can do is really spark a fire up in MJ's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Because if MJ is going to do it your time is up. And there's a guy behind you that is super talented and is a high draft pick that has a lot of buzz around him. So maybe that brings out a competitive side of MJ.
And I heard again over the weekend about MJ and how good he's looked all winter long. Well, I mean, so
I've heard that for three straight years.
But this is not somebody with the organization. This is somebody with a completely different team that's telling me this. And so when somebody on another team talks about, like, you know, players that are good on other, you kind of perk up a little bit. This isn't somebody trying to sell me beans for a beanstalk. So I'll be interested to see if this guy is going to tear the cover off the ball like a lot of people expect this year. But it is a big year for MJ Melendez. It's a huge year for him.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.